Oh my god, I can't wait to I can't wait to sun her pussy with my penis. The first time I get pussy, I'm going to sun her pussy with my penis.
I'm gonna pwn her ass.
Her pussy will be so sunned by my penis.
Just like the mommy does.
My penis is gonna be like, who dat boy? Dat boy whack. To her pussy.
Welcome to Cumtown, you fucking cocksuckers.
Don't invite them to shit.
You're unwelcomed, you cocksuckers.
You're unwelcome here. The only place you're welcome is my ass.
Stav has a sore throat, so he's going to be quiet on this episode.
We regret to inform you that Stav is dead.
Once again, Stavros has perished.
Mm-hmm. No, Stav's... Stav's in Baltimore at his home that he purchased, and today they finally, you know, as you know, mm-hmm. years ago he bought a house, and he's been here. He's been living in New York. His plan has always been to move back, but it took 2 years to source American-made steel to reinforce the floorboards. Because a lot of the suppliers just use Chinese steel
it's
now.
It's true, the crap.
And
we need some Pennsylvania steel in that house for my fat boy.
Yeah, so they finally, this weekend, they had a whole crew of iron workers in there.
It's true.
Just reinforcing. Basically, every door needs like a roll cage. Because of the dynamic forces at play when Stav lumbers through his house.
Yeah, it's true.
Like a pinball, almost.
It's true. It's like you've heard about a bull in a china shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he has to have an entirely reinforced and padded
Instead of a bull in a china shop, it's kind of like a fatso in a candy store.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the other expression.
I think that's what they used to say until they changed it.
Until fat women said, enough of this.
Enough of this. Let's shame these bulls.
Yeah, dude. My friend sent me some tweet from some fat woman. It was like...
Let's read it.
Fat women love... Like, the fat activists love using capital letters more than, like, anyone else. They're always like, don't you fucking dare! And it's because their fingers are heavier, so they hit the keys
harder.
It's
true. That's how you fatly type.
Yeah. But let me see if I can find this post that they sent me. Because what's been funny, because they took a huge L with the pandemic, because like this shit started, and they're mm-hmm. like, the people that are mainly at risk are big fatzos.
Yeah.
And they've spent the last like...
Big type of bitches.
Yeah. They've spent the last couple of years cheese lighting people into believing that...
cheese lighting.
Yeah. Well, that's when a fat person is trying to trick you into thinking that they're grease lighting everyone into... here we go. This woman says, if everyone's vaccinated by June, July, the fat phobia this summer will be beyond intolerable. It's been terrible, but y'all will truly show zero respect. I can feel it.
What?
Please don't be that person. Imagine being so fat that your body can travel through time. Her stomach reaches into the future and it can tell.
I don't understand that take, though. That they want that the quarantine was good for stopping fat phobia.
The take is being mad about something that hasn't happened yet. And then the follow-up tweet... Because if that one wasn't already, like, psychotic enough.
It's demented.
Yeah. You fuckers are going to let people feel alive and beautiful and safe and free in their bodies. Bodies that kept them going during a pandemic. Don't you dare shame them. Two-piece swimsuits for mm-hmm. everyone.
What the fuck is she talking about?
I don't know, dude.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's like somebody should just interrupt this woman and be like, do you need like a Fig Newton? can I get you maybe a couple of goldfish?
Oh, God. Yeah. I feel like fat women also took a slight L because the Karen thing was coded. Because most of them were also big, mm-hmm. big type of bitches, too.
Were they, though?
I had a feeling. I got that feeling. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I thought they all were, like, kind of, like, maybe dumpy by virtue of being in their 40s. But then, like, you know, with train hair. That's what I imagine a lot of them. Like, fucking Drops of Jupiter kind of look.
Like the band train.
Yeah. That weird, like, forward swoop bullshit. Why do women get that haircut?
I think it's like if you're a woman in the Midwest, you hit 35. Mm-hmm. You get that haircut.
We should nuke the Midwest.
I do not care about the Midwest.
They should put Israel in the middle of, like, Minnesota.
I would love to see an intifada between fat women and the IDF.
Yeah,
I think that should be the next.
That's the thing is, like, the people would be fine with Israel if they were just oppressing a type of people that nobody liked.
Exactly.
Which is women from the Midwest.
The Palestinians are far too likable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they are, dude. They got the best kaffir. It makes me feel like I'm on a picnic.
It's so true. Yeah, Yasser Arafat had sick style. Military garb and a red kaffir. It was very sick. Looking like Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
I miss the king. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. They had a lot of proposals for where they wanted to put Israel. They wanted to put it in Uganda.
Yeah.
Baja, Mexico was a proposal.
Uganda be kidding me.
Yeah, you... Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, did you see a tweet from that fucking retard that was like, black people resist arrest because you're going to die anyways. Just like... She was like, why would any black person, like, listen to the police when they stand a 50-50 chance of being shot anyways?
Is that what the percentage is?
It is.
I didn't know. Yeah. It's very high.
Statistician laureate Chelsea Handler.
No, Chelsea Handler told women to black people to do that. Yeah,
did you see her?
I didn't realize you were saying Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, did you see
was instructing black people to resist arrest?
Yeah, did you see her documentary?
I didn't watch it. No,
it's insane.
What does she do? She goes to Africa?
No, she goes to like Cleveland, whatever bullshit town she's from.
Yeah,
and to like go meet the black guy she used to fuck in high school, and she's like, "It's crazy because I became famous and you were like in prison," and he's like. Yeah, basically.
Does she help him out at all?
No, she hugs him.
She just gives him a hug.
She gives him a hug.
Wow. Puts him on a documentary, exploits him.
Right.
Wow. He should be thankful to her dumbass. Yeah, I haven't paid much attention to her in about 10 years, but
yeah,
everything I hear is repulsive.
I never did.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, she had a big media empire. She got into weed, from what I understand, as well.
Yeah.
That's another obnoxious thing that a middle-aged comedian can do. Yeah. Is at 40,
we have to
40 decide that you're a weed activist.
Libs have to generate controversy because, as you know, they had the monster truck community participated in DMX's funeral, and that's the kind of like black-white working-class solidarity that they can't allow.
That is. That's the meme of happen. That's the meme of the Confederate flag and the guy and the Black Panther guy with AR-15s holding hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the white fist. It's the what is that from? Predator?
the white buff arm and the black buff arm?
Yeah. And in the middle, it says, respecting DMX. R.I.P.
So
DMX.
True. The monster truck definitely turned around a couple races.
It's been funny watching people like pretend to be sad about DMX, who like probably as recent as a year ago would have no problem tweeting like calling out his homophobic lyrics from 20 years ago.
Jeez. yeah, this is a bad look. Mm-hmm. I have a working theory that he was actually gay. If you base it off of the scene in Belly, mm-hmm. where he makes the man take his clothes off at gunpoint.
I've never seen Belly.
It's a very cool movie.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where it's like I kind of missed the boat.
You can watch
now,
it anytime.
I gotta be my own style of cool where I don't see things.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
there was like last week everyone was watching Belly.
Yeah,
some girl I was talking
last night. She was like, I rewatched Belly recently.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool flick. Yeah. There's a scene where they're watching Gummo in it and being like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. In their like drug dealer apartment or house in Queens.
That's very funny. Maybe I should rewatch Gummo instead.
Yeah. Well, you can do a double feature.
Gummo rules.
It's very good.
Yeah, that scene with the brothers beating each other up is like one of the funniest things.
It's insane.
I love that so much. Ooh, damn.
Damn. Yeah. Now I'm hankering to rewatch Gomo.
Yeah, we should do that. Should be the interstitial. Is that the correct word?
Yeah, our between episodes hang while we wait for stuff to get back.
I get this little pen light.
Yeah.
And then I use it.
Quite bright.
It is bright. And then I have to like get out of the habit of
shining in people's eyes.
In people's faces.
I'm not enjoying that.
I'm talking to them.
I'm not enjoying that.
Because it's nice to have, maybe it's autism, but to have something pointing at whatever you're paying attention to.
Yeah.
Like a laser pointer.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be cool if they could
make... makes one feel like a... like kind of half robot, like the Terminator would have that ability.
If you could make like a black laser, because you know they have different colors.
Yeah, like you don't see a black laser.
A brown laser.
Uh huh.
And then, and this is the setup for a movie, right? There's like a very like liberal politician.
Yeah.
And they're on their way up, and then like three blocks away or whatever, there's a guy pulling a van into a parking garage.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, you know, kind of like suspend, like Tick of the Clock is playing, you know?
Okay.
And he's like, we're going to change the city and bring everyone together or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like assembling like a sniper rifle. And then he has the guy, the politician in his crosshairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pulls the trigger and the laser puts him in blackface.
Oh.
So it's not a gun and everyone's like, he's doing blackface.
And he ruins his career.
Yeah, he ruins his career.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, it wasn't me. It was a new type of laser.
It's a character assassination instead of a real assassination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's smart. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
And then it's Tommy Lee Jones with an Irish accent as the assassin.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, I made him think everyone hates the darkies.
Do you remember?
They're like, why would you do that, Tommy Lee Jones? He's like, I can't tell you.
It has something to do with the IRA.
It has something to do with, maybe the IRA.
Troubles or...
Yeah, the IRA is involved for some reason.
There's something, yeah.
Toy, toy, toy.
Do you remember they remade the Day of the Jackal with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
There's a scene where he's being gay.
I don't remember. I never saw it.
I remember seeing it as a kid.
Did they remake Day of the Jackal, or is it just based on the
same
story?
It's just called The Jackal, yeah. I think it's just based on
the Day of the Jackal.
International
Day of the
assassin.
Jackal is such a fucking good movie.
It's a very sick movie.
I love it. Maybe we'll do that. Gummo and Day of the Jackal.
Yeah, those are two good flicks.
Gummo, Day of the Jackal, French Connection.
I wouldn't mind that. That's a good programming.
Yeah.
So what else is in the news? Nick and I both have Oscar fever. We watched the telecast last night. Yeah. And I didn't even
realize the Oscars were happening.
I actually ended up watching it.
I'll be honest with you. I've never watched an award show once in my life. I've been around when it's been on. I dated a girl that brought me to like some kind of fag hag, Golden Globes watching party.
Yeah. As a homosexual, it's a part of our culture, the pageantry, the glamour.
People are like, who do you think's going to win? I'm like, bro, I'm just here to get pussy.
Yeah.
You
know I'm just here for the bitches.
I'm here for the biatch. Biatch hachas.
I only chill with all these gay guys so I can get pussy off.
I'm trying to trick girls.
Off of these fat girls that they hang out with. Yeah.
There was something about the assassination thing that reminded me of something. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry for I knocked you off course.
We haven't had a good assassination in a while.
Yeah, they stopped.
Well, it was kind of only really happening in the 60s.
Or in Russia, there was poisonings.
Yeah.
I think those are the most recent. Or in North Korea, too.
Shout out to Putin. That fucking loser in jail being like, well, I'm not eating anything.
Yeah, well, don't eat, bitch.
Yeah, and then he just starved. He's like, I need a little salami as a treat.
What's that guy's deal? Navalny.
Yeah.
He's just... did Putin try to kill him before, but he didn't die?
He's racist against the Caucasus.
Well, if he's racist, then I don't have time for him.
He's racist against our Dagestani brothers and sisters. And Cumtown is a show of the mountains.
Yeah, we like the mountainous Muslims.
We hate Greece. We love Turkey.
It's true. We have had a pretty fat-phobic, heavy episode since Stav's been gone. I assume this is what you guys do with Jews. I guess you do. You're anti-Semitic when I'm on the show, too.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't make much of a difference.
Well, we don't have to hide anymore. For years, we had to hide. Basically, we were...
Stav has his agenda.
Yeah, we were... like, anti-Semites are basically... like Anne Frank, if you think about it, for years we had to hide in the secret annex of Idjan.
Mm-hmm.
And then And then Donald Trump was like, you know, let's let him out. Who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
You know?
Did you watch the QAnon documentary?
No, I don't watch anything anymore.
I watched it, and it's...
I literally watched nothing but All in the Family and fucking 7 Days.
Yeah, both fantastic programs for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But in the QAnon documentary, this guy Frederick, the guy that programmed 8chan, is this guy who has like a degenerative disorder. He's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, and it's very funny to see him using
the computer.
Like
he looks like one of the failed Ripley clones.
He's terrifying to look at. But yeah, he uses those, you know, how nerds like split keyboards, mm-hmm. but he can only use the computer lying on his stomach, like wrapped in a blanket. It's very funny. It looks like a baby using a computer.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very cute. But yeah, the documentary itself, I think, is... I didn't get much out of it, but... Oh, we got a text from Old Stop. Should we read it on the show?
No, it would be rude. I saw it, and I don't think it would be fair to say what he said to the audience.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to read it either.
I mean, it's a lot of chocolate. It's,
to make, it's smeared all over the text.
Yeah, to make you ejaculate from eating chocolate. I mean, it's...
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, the guy isn't... hasn't been able to get erect for a woman in years.
He's not well.
And for him to, you know, admit that the final, what did it was some leftover Reese's eggs from Easter.
Yeah, Easter 2006.
That he sourced. anyways, damn, I wish I could, was like, there was something with that fucking assassination thing.
Well, let's try to unpack it.
No,
let's
go back. No, we got to just move on.
We got to move on.
I'm going to move on to today's top story.
Mm-hmm. What's going on? Well, Nomadland won at the Oscars yesterday. I know this is 6 days later.
Did you watch the shooting of this this big 16-year-old girl?
I did watch the video of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looked like a
very fast paced.
Yeah, it looked like a kind of a bang, bang, bang situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
what's
everyone watched that.
I think everyone wants your take, Adam.
My take is that if Tim Dillon is going to say we're allowed to shoot fat people, we're allowed to shoot fat people. Yeah. I have to listen to Tim on this.
Yeah, it was funny.
He's been on Rogan. I haven't been on Rogan.
Seeing him say that, and then even like comedians being like, is he serious? And it's like, no. That's how far away you are from writing jokes now at this point. That you can't tell what is an obvious joke.
Yeah, it's
so he's really going to say that if you're fat enough, you're an adult.
You're not allowed to be a child. it's a pretty wild take in like a, you know, a pretty charged situation. Tim's fearless.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was saying it's like, you know, I think that it was unjustified, the shooting. Because, you know, it's like, how do you know she's not just doing black girl magic and she wasn't actually going to saw her assistant in half?
That's true. There's no way of knowing. It's a trick. There's no way of knowing.
You know?
You have no idea how many...
Folks.
You know... You have no idea how many unjustified police killings there have been at black girl magic shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the people that are like, you know how dangerous that was? There were other people around. He could have hit them. And it's like, well, that's a pretty easy target.
I see where you're going there. I see where you're going.
I can't imagine how he could have missed.
Yes. Okay. I see where you're going there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah, it seems like we watched another person die.
It's like people are like, why didn't you shoot the knife out of her hand? It's like, why didn't somebody shoot the fork out of her hand? 10 years ago. Maybe somebody in the community should have shot some, instead of a taser, maybe a piece of lettuce.
Come on. Nick.
Celery, you know?
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Look, you got to do the job.
You got to do.
The officer was just doing his job. I'm just doing my
job. We need to make our ugly fan base of emotionally mm-hmm. retarded.
Yes, say it.
16
say it.
Yeah, 24-year-old boys. We got to give them some joy because I know that they've been pretty bent out of shape about this. Was it Louisville or Columbus?
What happened in Columbus?
I think that was where the shooting was, in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, was it?
Or was it not Columbus? Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there was a couple of these stories last week.
I feel like...
It was the army guy that yelled at that kid.
Where was that?
In South Carolina. In another Columbus.
What
I think.
Did he do to
every
the
state
kid?
Has a Columbus.
Yeah, every state has
it's
all
funny.
The
they've tried
cities,
Columbus numerous times, and it always sucks.
Yeah, but you know what? Every
There's
state,
never been a good Columbus.
Every state is too pussy to have a New York, yeah. right?
Who the fuck did this?
Fuck around and try to have a New York and see what happens.
Columbus, New York. Charlestown, too. They do that. Charleston, Charlestown.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, there are a lot. Yeah, Springfield. There are a lot of those.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, these are just observations.
What other jokes can we do about that child?
About the child being killed by the police?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it. I don't know. I feel like. Like watching people die is now, you know, we put the work in on Rotten.com as kids, you know, in our age demo.
Yeah.
And now everyone thinks that everyone's like us now. Everyone just watches people die on on television now constantly. And therefore we should be celebrated. Actually, we should be experts, you know.
Yeah.
We've seen enough cartel executions as 13-year-olds to weigh in on these public deaths.
Yeah. What do you think? What does a guy like Chauvin do in prison? He just hangs out with Subway Jared and Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
Do you think they play pinochle together?
Is he
It's like that picture of like fucking Reagan and Lincoln and Donald Trump all playing cards.
Yeah, the picture of fucking Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Tony Montana.
Yeah. Like,
the legends picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, he's gonna get killed, right? We always say that though. What's his name? The boy from South Carolina. Is he still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Dylan,
Kyle Charter, Charleston.
Oh, Kyle Charleston,
Kyle Charterhouse.
Yeah,
it's very funny being in Philly and walking past Rittenhouse Square now. How like?
Yeah, they got to change that name.
Yeah,
you can't have that name. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw there's a guy running for, I think, state assembly in Lower Manhattan named Harvey Epstein.
Yeah, I think you sent that to me.
Yeah, come on, man, come on, bro, you can't. I felt actually pretty embarrassed. I was going to make fun of him publicly, and now I guess I am doing it. But then I saw he has a small hoop earring like me. And then I was
who,
like,
Epstein?
Harvey Epstein has it. Oh. So, yeah. And I was like, oh, God. Maybe he's a me type of MF-er.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have the earring?
I got to take it out.
Why?
Well, ever since I saw Harvey. I mean, I feel like... I feel like I'm going to take it out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got it as a symbol of independence after I quit my last day job.
Yeah.
At the all women's divorce law firm that I was working at previously.
I was thinking about getting a tattoo. I was thinking, you know how Charlie Manson has the swastika?
Yeah.
Getting the Punisher logo in that same spot.
Yeah.
That's what Chauvin should do. He should grow his hair out and get the Punisher logo in the Charles Manson, like right in the middle of his forehead.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to get like Charles Manson, like girls that want to fuck him from the outside.
Yeah,
like love letters from like manic pixie girls.
That would be a thing, just to like drive New York media people insane. Is if there was like a shit ton of black women that were like, "I love you, Derek." They're all like in love with Derek. He's getting all these love letters. These women courting him. Oh my God, Derek, you innocent and you fine.
Yeah, he had like a free Adnan kind of cult of personality around him.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do? He has to buy protection from the white nationalists in jail?
The Aryan Brotherhood.
The Aryan Brotherhood. Is that's what Subway Jared did? Even though he's a Jew?
Did he?
I mean, I think he bought protection, but it has to be, you know, you got to squat up with your own kind.
How do you even find that? Who's on that beat? The fucking, like, there was, prison protection beat?
No, there was an article about Subway Jared, like, kind of having, like, a ring of security around him.
Did you ever watch Oz?
I watched some of it. I never watched it. It was kind of what was on before Sopranos when I was a kid. Yeah. I never watched
it. It's a really fucking stupid show.
Yeah, it's really bad from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I watched most of it.
Yeah.
The final episode is ridiculous. I might be like combining episodes in my head, but if I remember correctly, they're like doing a play, and then somebody uses a real knife instead of a fake knife to like stab.
They gave the prisoners trick knives and then so they could do Julius Caesar.
And then there's a poison gas that's released in the prison, so they have to like all leave the prison.
That's on the series finale.
Yeah, and they have to go to like a different prison, and it's like, oh shit, they're all like on the bus like waving goodbye to the prison.
Yeah, the last guy's there, and he's like looking back, and then turns off the light.
Yeah,
like a sitcom series finale.
I mean, literally, yes.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fresh Prince looking at the empty mansion.
Yeah, they should do like an 80s style sitcom called Derek's Cell, and it's Derek Chauvin, and he's always got like friends over in his cell. It's like Cheers.
Yeah,
it's all the people that hang out in prison.
Yeah,
with Derek Chauvin.
And they're kind of like a motley crew coming from different
Subway Jared
walks
walks
of
in.
Life.
Everyone's like, Jared!
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, everybody.
Yeah, they're like, what's up? What's up, you crazy fucker?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, there's like an... Chavine's like, he's kind of like a loudmouth anti-Semite. And mm-hmm. Harvey and Jared are both like, what? Come on, bro. You know, mm-hmm. you know you can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm glad Harvey beat the coronavirus so he could watch the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
You know, he probably misses it so much.
You think they let him watch the Oscars in prison?
I hope so.
It'd be very funny if he's just sitting in there masturbating to all the best actresses. While they're like getting their award. He's just jacking off.
To Frances McDormand.
He's like, you know, I raped her. He's like, I raped that woman.
I fucked her.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no, they've tried to de-Harvey the Oscars so much.
Jared Subway Jared's next to him. He's like, what's the deal with Dakota Fanning? Is she still 8 years old? And Harvey says, no, I think she's all grown up now.
Yeah, you missed your window there, Jared.
And Jared's like, that's a shame.
Yo.
You gotta figure out a way to stop that from happening.
Yeah. I had a calendar notification for when Hermione turned 18.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. They did you see that article that came out about Scott Rudin?
Mm-mm.
He's like the gay Harvey Weinstein. There's a big expose in the Hollywood Reporter about how he's like an abusive psycho
to other men.
Yeah, to like his staff and like people that work for him. And
I don't think you should really be able to cancel a gay for.
Well, that should be like
for sunning other gays.
That should be the cloak of impenetrability. It's mm-hmm. like you're not capable of raping
any actresses. Powerful gay accused of raping other guys should just do the Russell Crowe. Are you not entertained? just putting his arms up in the Coliseum. Are you not entertained?
Well, I think he's kind of like
the crowd's cheering. They've raped hundreds of people.
I think he's just like just a psychotic boss. I don't think he was raping anyone, but like people go into therapy for 10 years after working for him. He hires people quit NYU at like 19 to go work for him, and then like he fires them within 3 weeks. You know. He breaks cell phones and throws things at people. And he has no gauge. Like, if he's losing $1 million from a deal, or if his coffee order isn't right, he's, like, the same amount of angry.
Oh, pissed.
He's, like, he's pissed.
Yeah.
But one funny anecdote, I don't know if it was in the article, but he used to send Harvey, like 10 cartons of cigarettes for Christmas every year.
Yeah.
Because he knew Harvey was a smoker.
He loved smoking.
He wanted him to die. Like, yeah, they were mortal enemies.
Yeah.
And he like kind of outlived Harvey. And now he's like getting his comeuppance a little bit.
The two princes.
He's gay Harvey, basically. Yeah. Yeah. They're both like fat, disgusting monsters.
Uh-huh.
But he just is gay and doesn't rape women.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty funny. So all of Hollywood is going to be like, I saw at the Oscars, like Brad Pitt was like slightly off stage. He presented an award and he was just sitting next to this fat lesbian woman, basically dressed like the Joker.
Mm.
And pretty much every Hollywood executive in the next 5 years is just going to be a powerful, like, Joker-fied lesbian woman, because they are the most uncancelable.
What, Ellens, you mean?
Yeah, Ellens.
Yeah.
I mean, they tried to come for Ellen. She was like Teflon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to make these accusations disappear.
It's true. Mm. It's true. Yeah. It's all going to be like a maroon suit, green-haired lesbian woman.
The Riddler.
The
Riddler is definitely a lesbian.
Absolutely.
That's a lesbian character.
That's a lesbian-ass character.
Yeah.
They love colored frames. They love, like, green-framed glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big lesbian look.
Yeah. They're big on like the lesbians. The ideal lesbian aesthetic is the original iMac. It's a very lesbian computer.
Yes, the very 2004 cyberpunk aesthetic.
Yeah, like inflatable furniture, and like a see-through phone, like a corded phone. They love that shit.
They're gonna be running the world pretty soon.
Yeah, maybe like a flower eraser that you put on the back of a pencil.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's our own damn fault, the fellas, mm-hmm. the straight fellas, because we got desperate enough to sell our cum for $50 when we wanted to just buy some booze.
Yeah.
And now the lesbians can procreate without men.
They
bought up all the cum. And they're not going to need us for centuries now, mm-hmm. because all of us fellas were like, damn, dude.
I'd really love to
I need to hit up GameStop and
throw
I'm $50
a couple of
short.
Ninja stars at them. You know what I mean? Just kind of haphazardly just tossing a couple of ninja stars over at the lesbian community.
Oh, man.
See what sticks.
Gosh. That's my girlfriend was saying that I have a tick where when I'm out in New York City and I see a two lesbians holding hands together, I say lesbian.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she's like, it's like people seeing little people in the wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I do the same, but I have to do it with lesbians. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think it's potentially because out of any demographic of person, that's the type of person that has just immediately hated me anytime I've met one.
The funniest type of lesbian is the one that's got like, they're like the boy from Bad Santa. Like those guys. But they're wearing like a polo shirt and they have stops tits.
Well, hey, how you doing? How's it going?
It's like stomach hanging out.
Do you remember?
They had like fucking like Sour Patch Kids stuck to their mouth.
I love that meme.
The bubble gum in their hair.
That meme of the lesbian wearing like the waistcoat and like purple button up shirt, where like with like a fucking like spiky haircut, and it's like she looked like she about to run McDonald's like it's the damn Navy. Yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
That cohort has never, almost immediately never liked me. Although I'm desperate for approval, mm-hmm. especially in this current climate in the entertainment industry. Shout out to Megan Ellison, the whole crew behind Transparent. I'm loving what you're doing. What else, Nicholas?
The royal family.
The royal family. We lost Prince Philip.
Yeah.
Which we already acknowledged on the show. Oh, also, I just want to say Cometown was the first podcast to recognize the Armenian genocide.
Yeah.
And now our government has followed suit. So you're welcome.
I love how mad it makes Turkish people.
have you been looking at Joe Biden's mansions?
No.
They're all like,
it's all Turkish.
Fuck two piece of shit, kill yourself. Bastard.
Yeah.
May you rot in hell. You my ancestors raping you in hell.
Mm-hmm.
They're so mad.
Yeah. And what are Armenians again? It's Yakko, Wacko, and Dot, right?
I think.
And the Turkish put them in the Warner Brothers Tower?
I think,
but they kept escaping?
They're the Animaniacs.
Yeah.
I remember in college, there was like a group of international students in like an econ class of mine talking some fucked up language, and I had no idea what it was. And I later found out it was Turkish.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've ever heard Turkish spoken, it sounds insane.
Yeah.
It's you like, can't like it's locate like,
it. It's like Portuguese, one of those like...
Yeah, Portuguese sounds like a deaf person speaking Spanish, kind of.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Turkish is like, it's like retard Arabic.
It's kind of like that.
Russian Arabic.
There's a little Russian in it too.
Yeah.
And you're not sure. And they kind of have like... They're wearing like Gucci loafers too, and you're like, it's very difficult to place.
Another community that could just get a couple of ninja stars lobbed over it. just chucking them over the fence.
Yeah, this is
seeing what sticks.
Yeah, it's true. When we don't have Stav's liberal agenda in the room, we're really just making a list of our, seeing who's on our shit list.
Yeah.
Who we want to throw ninja stars.
Well, Stav's been, he's like in the late stages of, he auditioned to be the new fat boy in the Little Rascals remake.
The new Joe Cobb, yeah.
Yeah, the new fat boy. And he, he's real worried that I'm going to say something, then they're going to take Little Rascals away from him.
He's so fucking careerist.
I know, it's ridiculous because they're not paying him.
Yeah.
He's just going to get like a lifetime supply of Jawbreakers.
And he thinks that's like a good deal. He's like negotiating the deal himself.
I was like, you make enough money to buy your own lifetime supply of Jawbreakers.
And I'm like, Stav, that's not a good deal. He's like, shut up, you fucking Jew. It's all about money for you.
He's like, then I got to think about like, I'm the one buying it. I'm doing it to myself. If they're paying me in candy, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
And I'm like, I guess that is.
They're
good
doing
point.
It to him. Yeah. He's not going to the store and buying the Jawbreakers.
Yeah.
Also, Jawbreakers are a diet food because it takes a long time to eat.
So I guess we should just say that all of that ninja star talk about, the cops should have used ninja stars on Makia Bryant. That's not Stav's opinion.
I didn't say that either.
Me and Adam said that.
And I didn't say that either.
We said, why couldn't the cop have just used the white face laser just on Makia Bryant.
Yes. And so she could have done a white chicks.
Yeah.
Yes. So she could have done a Wayne style.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Honestly, it's like black people should, to fix the system, because you're not going to get rid of the police. We need to be buying white chicks out, prosthetic outfits.
We need to bring
if
back
you imagine,
white chicks.
Imagine that video, but this time Makia Bryant comes out and she looks like the Michelin Man.
Yes.
She's got the Michelin Man with Karen hair.
Okay. Wow.
And the police are like, is that? Oh, no, it's a white lady.
I don't
lady.
Think any kid should die. I think that's our official
stance.
Yeah, no,
they wouldn't. She wouldn't die. The cop would be like, I would have shot this person had they been black, but that's clearly a Karen. And then Makia can stab whoever she wants.
There should be more like black Vines or TikTok stars that are doing social experiments where they put on white chicks stuff.
Yeah.
And then they wild out in front of the police. And then the cops say, right this way, ma'am.
Yeah.
And then they say, can I get a little bit of pussy off of me?
Yeah.
Off of your fine ass.
We should just get like a GoFundMe going for like one at a time to buy white prosthetics for black people. And then if you want to wild out, you can.
It's correct. Yes. And then it'll show the police the error of their ways.
Mm-hmm.
And
look,
correct the pandemonium.
We're going to get white prosthetics for black people, and then you can go out and push all the Chinese people around you want. And
I don't know.
That.
We have to, no, that's, but no, we have, that's not, then you're creating the, that's the other problem that we have to stop.
Oh.
Yeah, we're stopping Asian hate. We're stopping all hate, basically. Mm. And we're stopping it with ninja stars.
I was on an escalator somewhere, and there was a giant like billboard or thing for stopping Asian hate. I don't know if it was on the train or something, and I was like right next to an Asian lady. We're both looking at it, and it's like, this. I don't know what to say here. I'm not going to say anything.
You're not supposed to say anything. You're supposed to...
You say, like, God bless you. Or
start dapping her up.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, God bless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool billboard. I love that billboard.
Yeah.
You see this shit? Over?
Martin Luther King.
No,
we did all those.
I don't think we did, but I don't know.
Malcolm X. What would he be?
A Chinese Malcolm X.
Yeah, but a joke.
Markham L.
There's too much there to just dump it with Malcolm X.
What is it?
No, we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Instead of Stokely Carmichael, it's Eatley Dog Michael.
That's good. You got that.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Who else? Instead of the Black Panthers, it's the Yellow Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Is this necessary?
What do you mean, is it necessary?
I don't know. It's not. I shouldn't shit on this.
This is how you actually stop Asian hate. Is you... You laughter is the best medicine. That's what they say.
We're stopping it. That's where Shane was one of the first to stop Asian hate.
About top Asian hate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, if you see someone doing Asian racism, maybe why don't you go suck their dick and they'll chill out?
Yeah. To teach them a lesson.
Yeah, teach them a lesson. Maybe you should get the sucking instead of tweeting. And if you don't like it, guess who's got a couple of ninja stars for you?
Yeah, I think we should take the cops' guns and just give them ninja stars. Then that would that would solve the diversity problem on the police force because you have a lot of black nerds signing up to become cops, Goku style black kids.
Yeah,
because they want the ninja stars.
Yeah.
Then we would have community policing, right? Because it'd be...
What's the idea? You send social workers out? It is funny how people are like, a social worker could have handled that. I dated a social worker, and it didn't seem like she could handle anything, really. Every time she'd come home from work, she'd be like, one of my clients fucking smashed a mirror over his head and then stabbed his roommate to death.
I knew it.
And I'd be like, shut up.
I knew this Jewish girl,
God,
who was like this chappy Jewish girl, who was like, "Yeah, I had a weird week," and I was like, "She was a social worker." She was like, "Yeah, I saw a guy shoot himself." In the head.
Yeah,
she said it was weird.
Oh my God,
it's so funny that is like, it's like one of the most, you know, like those people are ostensibly angels. They're like doing really important work. Yeah. Engaging with communities that like no one really wants to help.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's all girls, you know, all like upper middle class girls that are doing it. You know, we don't give them enough love for it.
Yeah. So we're giving social workers love this week.
Let's show them a little
it's
bit.
It's Social Work Awareness Month.
Yeah.
What is it? April?
Yeah. April's almost over. It's supposed to be May.
Damn. This year is going by quick.
Gets faster and faster until you die, they say.
Yeah.
That's what life is. We're getting old, Nick. We used to be young men.
I've been old for a while now.
You know, we were in our 20s when this show started.
That's crazy.
It's crazy to think.
Now it's gay to be in your 20s.
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad we got out of that before it became gay.
The important thing to do is as you get older, do whatever you can to stay relevant and becoming increasingly paranoid that younger people might not think you're cool.
Oh, my God.
Because as we all know, the younger people aren't actually human. They're just a cohort that observes you and decides whether you're cool or not.
100%.
And whether they think you're cool or not, you know, what's really important is to remember is that no matter what, they're thinking about you.
Constantly
thinking about you and whether you're cool and whether you're doing cool politics.
It's so true.
That's something you should just stay up all night thinking about.
Yeah.
Playing Switch and reading Lenin.
It is funny that millennials are 40 now.
Yeah.
They're just
also the gayest generation of all.
It's quite a pathetic generation. But
like exactly this, bitching about like boomers stole all the money. It's like boomers at least had the fucking like. Granted, yes, they were paid more than you were. Boomers, but at least they fucking woke up at 6 a.m. and went to work and didn't just have a racist Patreon.
Boomers also got pussy too.
Yeah,
they got pussy
and they made better movies.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's the same exact generation. It's just that now you have to, like, gig instead of, you know, getting paid too much to, I don't know, whatever the fuck boomers did.
I would say that boomers got more pussy than millennials.
Probably.
It's a sad fact.
Yeah.
People have stopped fucking.
Yeah.
What else? What were we talking about before that?
You said you got that. You had took that 23andMe, and they said you were.
They said I was 97% black.
Yeah, that was weird.
But if I'm listen, it's weird. I got that result, but I'm white presenting, and I've had.
Who's doing a joke about like they like a white woman doing 23andMe, and if like it comes back that it's like just dogs come. Somebody do that.
I don't know.
The dogs come. Like, they're like, I don't know, it's from my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted to do a video where it's like a soldier coming back from Iraq, and, you know, like the dog is all excited to see the soldier. But then it's like the couple of days after that, and then the soldier, like, finds out that the wife has been fucking the dog while he was in Iraq. And then it's like the very, like, tense situation where he doesn't know how to bring it up to the wife. And he's got PTSD.
Yeah, it's true.
And he doesn't really know how to relate to the dog anymore.
Yeah, and his fucking German Shepherd is banging his wife.
Just fucking just nodding up on his wife.
He's just like, the door is closed. Just
dragging his wife around the apartment with his, his dog dick stuck in her.
He's just listening to moans of pleasure.
Yeah.
Shaking, holding his gun.
Yeah.
Crying.
And he's just thinking about the fucking Kandahar Valley. Just like a crack on the horizon.
Just wishing they'd bring back the Afghanistan war right. So he'd get out of there and just get back in the shit.
Looking over and there's just fucking blood flowing from his pal's neck.
Because he can't operate in the real
Ramirez!
World anymore.
Ramirez! His wife's just getting fucking plowed by Oscar.
By his best friend.
Yeah.
He told all the other guys in his platoon this was his best friend. He's glad that Oscar's looking out over his family.
Yeah, I keep pitching shit like this to Shane to do as a sketch, and he's like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Too hot for Shane.
Yeah. I did another one I wanted to do. It's like, you'll like this one. It's like a couple of like four or five gay guys walking down the street. And one of them's like,
I'm already laughing.
I am so thirsty. I need a drink. And then they're like, I'm parched. Let's find a place to get a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're walking down the street and they pass by like, you know, just like a typical Irish bar with like the Red Mill work outside, you know, fucking the flag and all that shit. And then the name of the bar is Faggerty's. And then one of them's like, this place looks fun. And they're like, yeah, let's go. This looks friendly. Let's go in here. And they go in, and there's just like an old Irish guy behind the bar, and he sees them, and he's like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's a family name.
He's like, can I help you fellas? And they're like, yeah. They're like, do you have any drinks that are like fucked on the beach or, you know, like a lemon drop, like antiretroviral or, you know, whatever drinks.
Yes, that's
like.
What they like to
he's
drink.
He's like, no, all we got is beer. And fucking whiskey. That's it. This is not the kind of bar you think it is.
It's just Jameson.
They're like, what do you mean? He's like, I mean, it's like, you know, it's just my name. It's just the name of the place.
It's my family's name.
Yeah. And they're like, what do you mean? It's just, yeah, of course. It's the name of the bar. And he's like, you know, he has a roundabout way explaining to them that it's not a gay bar. His name is just John Faggerty.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's pretty good. Yeah. Shane didn't like it.
Yeah, they're like, we're not doing that. We got another one where it's like the African American Museum.
Okay.
But it's just like, I mean, it's just a regular museum, but it's like It's like the Will Smithsonian.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like...
Are the exhibits...
No, it's like, all like paints like Picasso or Impressionism or whatever.
Oh, but it's African-American style.
Yeah. So there'd be like, you know, the little ushers they have at like mm-hmm. museums with the bow ties. And right. They're just standing there with their arms behind their back, but then their pants are pulled down to their knees. And there's like a white family trying to like whisper like... This is like, this was painted. And they're like, excuse me, man, you're going to have to say it with your chest. They like yell at you for being quiet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And he was like, no, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The lady, yeah, you get yelled at by the mm-hmm. big fat ladies that work there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of that is not my job ladies working there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
The African American Museum.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Shane rejected that one too.
Basically, everything I pitched to him has been rejected.
For Gillian Keeves.
Yeah, immediately.
The hot new internet sketch show.
Yeah.
It's true. I've watched a couple of those. They're pretty good.
Which, you know, if they're not going to take my ideas, I'm basically never getting a right.
You're never working.
I'm never getting a job again.
If you can't get it on Shane Gillis's post-cancellation.
That's pretty much the end of my television writing career.
No, you could still write for fucking, what do you call it? Mm-hmm. The spinoff of, what's it called? Fox News' Red Eye.
Mm-hmm. I should like just go woke and then just try to get on all of those woke shows.
Like the Black Girl Comedy Show.
Yeah. And then just pick fights in the green room, being like, that's fucking racist. Is never doing my job.
Yeah. I mean, I think
people fired.
That's the careerist move at this point.
Yeah.
No, but we're men of principle. Mm-hmm. We would never compromise our integrity.
Yeah.
This is a show that's built on integrity.
Yeah.
People tune in every week because we put a guarantee on our product.
Yeah. Maybe something about like a sketch about like somebody having fetal alcohol syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just laugh at them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fetal alcohol syndrome is the thing?
Yeah.
Wait, you get a big head or something?
Yeah, you have like lion eyes. You kind of look like a lion.
That's good. You have like a big forehead. That's kind of like what high fashion is gravitated towards.
Yeah.
Most of the models you see look like FAS, kind of.
Yeah, let's look at that. Let's look at an FAS drawing.
Mm-hmm.
FAS. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Yeah, they kind of look like they have Down syndrome.
But fetal SIG syndrome isn't a real thing, right?
What?
You can blast cigs when you're preg, and the kid will be fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Low nasal bridge, flat mid-face.
Oh.
It is very funny.
They kind of look like beans from Even Stevens.
Yeah. Like, it's funny because it's like you look up fetal alcohol syndrome, and then you get all of these different phenotypes, but they all just look kind of stupid.
Yeah, they look like dum-dums.
Yeah, there's like different, you know...
Yeah, it had to have been the booze.
Small palpable fissures, palpable railroad track ears.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Like they're stuck to the head?
Upturned nose, smooth philtrum, thin upper lip.
Yeah, it's pretty much what most models look like these days. Yeah,
celebrities with FAS. Here's Stephen Colbert on this.
He has FAS?
That's what it says. Oh, I guess he's got a weird ear.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never noticed this. It's like one ear.
Oh, they come out.
Well, no. He's got one ear that's like fucked up.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Let's see.
Jim Carrey has FAS. Samuel Jackson has FAS. Bernie Sanders.
Really?
Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
There's a lot of heroes of mine on that list.
I'm just looking through Google images.
Of celebs with FAS.
Yeah, celebrities with FAS. And who comes up as Madonna, Stephen Colbert, Christopher Walken.
Kesha.
Yeah.
Jennifer Gardner. Elizabeth Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Famous
people with fetal alcohol syndrome. There's just a picture of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, wait. That thing of... this is just a... famous people with birth defects. Mm-hmm. So you know how Megan Fox has ugly thumbs?
Yeah, Megan Fox thumbs.
It's a birth defect. She was born with a condition called clubbed thumbs.
Yeah, of course it's a birth defect.
Brachydactyl type D.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought she just had ugly thumbs.
No. Yeah, those people are genetically inferior.
Oh. I guess I can feel better than her.
Yeah.
Kesha was born with a tiny tail, about a quarter of an inch, but then they chopped it off. That's pretty cool, actually. You ever fucked a bitch with a tail?
A tail?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I've never had sex.
Oh, I'd love to try that out. Yeah. Here's the part where Stav would say, like, would you ever suck a girl's tail or put it in your ass?
Put the tail in your ass.
Yeah.
I could fuck around with that. I could get that kind of pussy.
I could get down with a tail, bitch.
I could get down with a tail, bitch. Hit me up. If you have a tail.
Yeah, if you got a tail, hit my DMs.
Even if you don't. If you're any kind of woman.
If you got a pussy or even if you got a dick and tits.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Carey has 11 toes. Wow.
That makes sense.
Lily Allen's got 3 nipples.
Look at this picture.
What's that? That's fucked up.
What is it? It's like the polydactyly, but there's all these there's jewelry and they got nice nails.
But they got a manicure for their 11th finger.
Mm-hmm. Famous people with 6 fingers.
Andy Garcia was born with a softball-sized conjoined twin on his shoulder.
Yeah. Andy Garcia also has 2 very small dicks.
Does he?
Yeah.
Was that his twin's penis?
Yeah. That's why they call him the untouchable.
That's why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
The unfuckable.
The unfuckable Andy Garcia.
Damn, what are we gonna watch after this to get the creative juices flowing?
I don't know. Something good.
Yeah. It's crazy. I told you I saw Woody Allen the other night.
Yeah, you saw him out at dinner. I'm really jealous about that, dude.
What, just seeing
Woody Allen? That's one of the Pokemon, New York City Pokemons.
Everyone at the table was losing their mind.
I mean, it's like, that's someone you assume would just stay in his cave the rest of...
Oh, yeah.
No, he's out. Seems like a rare Pokemon.
Who is Sun Yi?
Out on the town.
That's so great. Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
He literally does not give a fuck.
That guy's so old. Can you imagine being active like in your career since like this early 60s?
He doesn't stop working.
Yeah.
Just movies have gotten worse and worse.
I've been active for like 4 years doing a podcast that I hate.
He finishes the edit of a movie and the next day sits down at a typewriter and starts writing his next movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He works really hard.
I wish I had... you know, talent or ability to do anything.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be sick. Instead
of just being a babysitter for racist man children.
Yeah. Who you hate.
Well, they hate themselves.
They hate themselves.
I'm just responding in kind.
It's true.
You know?
You're just giving them back what they give themselves.
You gotta meet people where they're at.
It's true.
In life. Have you ever been to the Hoover Dam?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I've never been.
That was one of the tourist sites of my youth.
Think about playing a little trip, getting some Molly, going to see the Hoover Dam.
It's really scary when you look down. It's really high up.
Just all fucked up in the middle of the thing, just being like, whoa, dude. And then, like, families trying to avoid you. Like, well, can you believe we're here? Can you believe?
Jesus fucking crazy.
What's up? Where are you guys coming from? Jersey or so? Oh, you live nearby?
Dude, it's fucking hot here, dude. I'm sweating my dick off.
It's crazy, dude. They just like, they did this thing because the water was like, I'm going here. And they were like, nah.
I like your vibe, though. I like your family's vibe. I like your kids' vibe.
You guys are fucking chill.
Your daughter's got a cool vibe.
Yeah, she's going to be fucking sexy when she's older, dude.
She's going to be fucking hot, dude. Yeah, I wouldn't say no, not right now.
I can tell by looking at your wife. She may be a bitch now, but back in the day, sucking dick like the Hoover Dam. I brought it around. No, I'm just saying because that's where we are.
Yep.
Dental dam. Do lesbians really use those?
Yeah, they do. Exclusively.
That's very
They're
funny.
Sold to the lesbian community. We're really doing a lot of hate on Yeah, no, they do.
Mask up. They've been masking up for a while.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite thing. You see a lesbian couple walk around New York City. They're both quadruple masked up. Mm-hmm. They're going to live forever. Mm-hmm. They're just hitting up the sperm bank. Getting blasted in by a turkey baster.
How many people do you think, like, because you know Bill and
doing
Hillary
infanticide
Clinton.
Against the boys, boy offspring?
We're swinging. Do you think Madeleine Albright ate Hillary Clinton's pussy?
Oh, my God. They were all fucking inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they were.
Oh, yeah.
Well, folks, we made it through.
That was the episode.
We did it. Without, you know, Stav here, he'll be back. Before you know it,
he'll be back on Wednesday and back for the previous episode.
He will,
and he was.
He will, and he was. Thanks, folks.
Thanks for listening.